gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The technology industry has sent its lobbyists to demand that the new Congress vastly increase the number of foreign computer software techies and engineers who can be imported on H-1B visas. This demand is based on the claim that we suffer a labor shortage in those fields, but that's a barefaced lie to build a smokescreen around the real reasons. Three reasons motivate the technology giants to use their political clout and contributions to increase H-1Bs. First, cost-cutting. The H-1Bers are paid far less than Americans. Second, the influx of H-1Bers depresses the prevailing wage for all computer techies and engineers. And third, the hiring of H-1Bers prevents potential competition from Americans who might resign and start companies of their own. H-1B visas are not for entrepreneurs or executives, but are for employees who are tied to the company that imports them, much like indentured servants. They are supposed to depart from the United States after a few years. Current law allows industry to bring in 85,000 H-1B foreigners a year, and industry lobbyists want to double or triple the number. They really want Congress to pass the Corn and Shattuck bill, which could import 1.5 million H-1B workers by 2013. America has plenty of engineers. After the dot-com bust in 2000, Silicon Valley lost about 100,000 engineering jobs, and many of those who lost out are unemployed or underemployed or have taken jobs in other industries. Research by Professor Norman Matloff of the University of California at Davis proves that there is no shortage of U.S. engineers or computer techies. If there were a shortage, salaries would be going up. But starting salaries for bachelor's degree graduates in computer science and electrical engineering have been flat or falling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for... Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The lady was exactly 40 years older than me. I could always remember when I started helping her, I was 40 and she was 80, but she was married to a man that was 10 years older than her. And in the process of doing all of this, the older gentleman died at like 98 or 99. I can't remember, but we said, you know, we thought he was going to make it to 100. And he had an insurance policy that was written in Detroit. He'd been a union auto worker all of his life until retirement. And he had this insurance policy written in Detroit. And I guess most people don't live to be 99 years old. So, no doubt, they had pulled his name out of the files, is what it amounted to, I guess. I don't know. But we had the policy. And when he passed on to the great beyond, I sent them a death certificate and said, hey, we want the money out of this. And they ignored it. They just ignored it. So, I would call and... And they'd have no record of ever having him, ever having such a thing. I said, well, I can prove we got it. I've got the policy, and I've got the death certificate. Well, send me the policy. I said, no, I'll send you a copy of it. Well, we need the policy. I said, well, you're not going to get the policy. You get a copy of it. Then finally they admitted that he had existed, and they did have a policy on record. But I'd sent them the wrong death certificate. I said, how can I send a wrong death certificate, for gosh sakes? Well, you sent a copy, And we need the one with the, I can't think what you called it, but the impression on it, where it's, you know, you rub your hand over it and you can feel it. It's not notarized, but it'll have like a seal on it. And I said, I didn't, because I bought like 10 of the darn things when he died. And so I sent him another one. And this went on and on and on and on and on. And finally, I called the United Auto Workers and told them the situation. And boy, it wasn't 3 days we had a check in hand. Now, these insurance companies are out to beat you. There's no doubt in my mind, at least that one was. Now, here, this gentleman, Joe Kress, is talking about how his insurance premium went up $500 because his house is worth more. Back when we were buying farmland, kids were little, and we bought several pieces of property that had buildings on them. Oh, almost every time you buy an old farm, now it's kind of changed today, but it used to be, and I'm going back 35 years or 40, every time you'd buy a farm, it would have an old farmhouse on it and a barn or two and a bunch of chicken houses and a woodshed and a smokehouse and an outdoor privy. And there might be two chicken houses because back in those days, people had laying hens as well as broiler chickens. And they had a host of buildings and things. And the bankers would want you to insure all those buildings. I said, why do you want them insured? They're no good. I don't want them. I wish they weren't there. Well, they've got to insure them. And a couple of years, I let them get by with that, and it was costing me. Now, let's go back. We're back in the 1960s. And money was completely different than it is today. It still was highly inflated from the 1940s, but it was still a lot easier to get money. I mean, it was a lot, the dollar was worth a lot more then than it is now. And I was paying the insurance companies $4,000 a year. Now, that was a gob and a bunch of money because I was teaching school when we started doing this, for like $3,000 a year. That's how much things have changed. And I was teaching vocational agriculture, which was one of the better paying jobs, all right? And anyhow, I finally went to my bankers and I said, look, I'm paying $4,000 a year on all these old buildings. And at that time, you could build what would be a $250,000 home today for $40,000. I said, look, every 10 years, I could buy a new home every 10 years, and I mean a nice new home every 10 years for what I'm giving the insurance companies. I said, let the things burn down or blow down. Who cares? They're not worth anything to me or anybody that would buy this land. So anyway, I convinced them that if I would pay $4,000 a year on the principal of my notes instead of giving it to the insurance companies, I wouldn't have to keep all that stuff insured, which we did. Now, I'm going to go back to this fellow here when we come back, that his home went from $230,000 to $245,000, and he doesn't like the $500 increase. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that. And there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources, a family-owned nutritional company that has been helping people solve their health problems naturally for over 20 years. Boosting metabolism is actually very simple. You just have to get your body making more heat and energy. I developed a special thyroid support formulation called Thyroid Helper. Thousands of people have noticed a welcome boost to their metabolism by taking Thyroid Helper. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com. Click on the online catalog and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. And you can increase your savings with our convenient monthly auto ship program, which includes free shipping right to your door. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
And we have returned. Now, here we go with, did you ever find out what flim flam meant? No, okay, Jeff came in here, so what did flim flam mean? That was what Joe Kress's NewsWithFuse.com article was titled, Flim Flam in America. But anyway, he's talking about the insurance. And he says the insurance company wanted to charge him an extra $500 a year because his house, which was on the books at $230,000, has gone up to $245,000. He said, then I wondered if my insurance company took into consideration that there is a housing market glut and prices are dropping faster than leaves fall off the trees. And he said, so I decided to call the company's home office to find out why I should pay the increase. After several irritating tries by punching several keys to reach the right office, speak to a real person that could speak English, he said, I found a very smart lady who had answers to all of my questions. Her name was Debbie, he says, and she had a voice as smooth as silk, courteous, knowledgeable, quick to make a logical reply, which left me agreeing to pay not only the $500 increase, because she informed me of the cost to replace my house. Increases in my $1,000 deductible, there would be an additional $50,000 in material and labor. In other words, if you had a total wreck there, if the house was totally destroyed, it would cost $50,000 more than the $245,000 that they'd already raised him up to. And he says this year's billing would have been that much more. But he says that isn't the worst part. Debbie then informed me that the actual estimate on the value of his house was based on 2003, not on today's value. So it was already 7 years. It was already 4 years. 4 years behind time. Debbie was helpful by suggesting that I cancel the collision coverage on my 1997 Lincoln and replace it with comprehensive insurance for fire and theft to save $80 a month, My $30,000 1997 Lincoln was now only worth $8,000 to replace. Now, there's something that I have done practically all of my life. And just recently have we bought a new car. But for 50 years, I bought big old used Cadillacs or Chryslers that had a lot of miles left.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
2648.
Returned. Back to Kress's article here concerning the insurance and how insurance premiums have gone up, not necessarily because of the value of the home as it stands, but because of what it would cost to rebuild that same building. He said, I forgot to counter all that with a smart aleck remark like, don't you figure that the contractors use illegal labor at bottom of the barrel prices? But he said he didn't do that. He said that wouldn't gain him any points, since who am I to question the Wizard of Actuaries? But anyway, we do see just about everything that we do costs more money. And just because it costs more money doesn't mean that it's any good. I'm looking here at some information from, actually, WorldNet Daily did this, and boy, I give them credit. They've done a tremendous job. But Joseph Farah has done some research on U.S. consumer product safety. There is a Consumer Product Safety Commission, and he goes back and he gets the study of government reports for the year 2007. He said it's just not Chinese food and drug imports that can kill you. He said many of these bargain price products you pick up at Walmart, Target, and Sam's Club can also do you in. Of 152 product recalls announced by the commission since January, just since January now, and here it is May, or June, 104 of them have been for products made in China. They include portable baby swings that entrap youngsters. It resulted in 60 reports of cuts, bruises, and abrasions. Swimming pool ladders that break resulted in 127 reports of injuries, including leg lacerations, requiring up to 21 stitches, 5 reports of bone fractures, 2 back injuries, 2 reports of torn ligaments, and 8 sprained ankles. A swimming pool ladder that you can't climb on, okay? Faulty baby carriers that result in babies falling out and getting bruised, skulls cracked, and hospitalizations. Easy bake ovens that trap children's fingers in openings, resulting in burns. Oscillating tower fans whose faulty wiring results in fires, burns, and smoke inhalation injuries. Exploding air pumps that have resulted in 13 lacerations, including 6 facial injuries and 1 to the eye. The oil-filled electric heaters that sell for less than $50 at burned-down homes. All is coming from China now. Notebook computer batteries that burn up the computers. Circular saws with faulty table guards that result in cutting the users, not the wood. Electrical products made in China represent a significant percentage of all the recalls. The commission noted that proliferation of dangerous counterfeit electrical products pose serious risk to life and limb. The market is saturated with counterfeit circuit breakers, power strips, extension cords, batteries, and holiday lights that have caused fires, explosions, shocks, and electrocutions. Many counterfeit products are made in China. The agency suggests that if the price of such an item seems to be too good to be true, it could be because the product is an inferior and unsafe counterfeit. Now, I bring out the question, where do you get the good stuff? Where do you buy something that is good material? I have a very good friend that does a lot of welding for us. He's an expert welder, and he can invent anything. If you need something made out of iron, you don't have to give him any blueprints. Just tell him what you want it to do, and I will assure you he will build it for you, and it'll work. And I was visiting with him the other day. We were doing something that we needed a welder on. And I said, in fact, we were welding on an old gooseneck trailer that I've had for 30-some years. And I said, you know, the thing is getting to be junk. But it was the end gate of the trailer. It was a little slide door. The thing was bent. It was just hard. It got to the point that I didn't even use the trailer because it was so hard to work the tailgate. And he said he could pull it in shape. He got it in shape with a sledgehammer and a pry bar. And he said, it's going to bend again. He said, if we weld this sliding door shut, he said, I think it'll stay put. And I said, well, I don't use a sliding door much anyway. Just go ahead and weld it shut. So he did. And we were talking about the iron in that trailer, how it was 30-some years old, never cleaned out often as it should have been, and what good shape it was still in. I said, it's getting to be junk, but boy, I said, I hate to part with it because you can't buy another one made that way. And he was telling that he had a contract to build something, and I wish I'd have written it down, but the contract called for A and then a number of the iron or steel that goes into it. It was like... They wanted it built out of A36 or something. And he said that is the A means American. And he said that is the best steel that you can buy. He said it's the best. And he said, I've called a half a dozen companies and said I need so much of whatever it was, A36. And he says they just laugh at you. They say you can't get it anymore. Well, it's that way with everything you get. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says he remembers every detail of his life, but he cannot remember how many times he's told it to the same person. Derry Brownfield! And we have returned. Back to this Chinese thing. Going back to the article that was written by Joseph Fair in WorldNetDaily.com, and he's talking here about the Chinese imports and how many times the Consumer Product Safety Commission has, they've done research on this, and how many of these items have had to be recalled and literally dangerous. We mentioned the ladder that would break, the stool it would stand on and break. Anyway, he said, the article goes on, that if the price seems to be too good to be true, it could be because the product is inferior or unsafe, or a counterfeit. Now, it's been months ago, but my old Big Ben alarm clock finally did its thing, and it was done. It had died dead graveyard dead. It wouldn't go anymore. And I like a wind-up alarm clock. I don't use it. But if I do use it, I want it. I don't like the electric ones because the electricity can go off, and there you're in the dark. So, and the clocks, all they do is flash when the lights come back on. Anyhow, my wife brought one, I guess at Walmart or someplace, and she gave $7 for it, and it was the junkiest thing. You couldn't wind it. It hurt your fingers to try to wind it. Very difficult to set it, and I said, I'm not going to use that. So anyway, that was $7 that, you know, other things for $7 I'd a lot rather had, but the clock's still there. A listener heard me tell this story and sent me a page out of a catalog that was supposed to be Made in America stuff, and they had the same kind of a, it said Big Ben on it, the whole bit, and was $30. And I thought, well, you know, for $30, and it's supposed to be made just like it was. That was the thing they said. This is a reproduction, but it's just like they were built. So I spent $30, and the thing came in the mail. And it's a reproduction, all right, but it's just exactly like the one that I gave $7 for. Now, can't companies make stuff good anymore? I get a kick out of, you know, you've heard me talk about this Ram Tough Dodge that I don't drive, but it's sitting there in the garage, and it says heavy duty on the end gate. And that end gate, I'm sure they took tinfoil out of cigarette tobacco, cigarette packages to build that end gate. I mean, you could stick your finger through it and dent it. Anyhow, it says right on there, not Ram Tough, it says heavy duty. Anyway, back to China again. Normal looking table lamps. They sent 1,500 of them. They were manufactured in China. They had to be recalled by fault because of faulty light sockets that posed the risk of electrical shocks and fire hazards. Now, let's go back to light sockets. One of my very best friends, a kid that I grew up with, we went to school together, and we had an awful lot in common, and always enjoyed visiting with him. And he was a union electrician. And now, this goes back 25 years. He said, Derry, it gets to where I hate to even put up. He said, they do a lot of construction where, you know, where it'd be a big multi-billion today dollar warehouse or something. And he said, then we go in and do the wiring and put up the light fixtures. And he said, I just hate to even open a box of light fixtures because he said, and this was before this China thing, long before this China thing. He says, every time you put one up, he says, it's a little chintzier than the one that you put up last week. And he said, you know, he said, I was taught to do things right, and you tighten the screws to make that thing, you know, to screw it up to the wall, or the ceiling, or wherever it goes. And he said, if you tighten the screw, you break the fixture. He said, you can't get good ones anymore. Now, that was 25 years ago. Now, here they're talking about these that come in from China. Faulty light sockets that actually shock people and burn houses down. Okay, it says, be careful which heated massaging recliners you relax in. If you choose the 1700 manufactured in China and recalled by the commission last month, you might have found yourself medium rare because of an overheating element that burned people. About 2,700 $12 pine cone candles had to be recalled when it was determined that the exterior coating, not just the wick, would burn. Turn the page. Attractive kitchen stools engraved with a rooster on the seat cost about $30. The stools collapse even under the weight of small children, made in China. Some 40,000 cribs had to be recalled when it was discovered that the babies fell out. 450,000 infant car seat carriers manufactured in China had to be recalled when it was determined infants were falling out of them because of a faulty design. The Evenflow company, I guess it was Evenflow because those kids flowed out of the car seats, which imported the carriers from China, received 679 reports of the handle on the car seat releasing for no reason. It resulted in 160 injuries to children. China consistently tops the list of countries whose products were refused by the FDA. Now, for those of you that were born back in the years that I was born, let's go back 60 years or so. Anytime you went in a store, and I remember my mother looking at things, she'd say, oh, that's made in Japan, and would put it back. You didn't buy things that was made in Japan because of the same kind of a situation we have here. Today, you can't buy things that are not made in China. Like I said a while ago, the clock. I don't know. I don't know where you get things that are built to last. Maryland in California, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Gary. It's been a while since I've called. What you're speaking about really struck me today. I used to have a 1981 Oldsmobile Regency sedan back when they still were made fairly well. And it had a collapsible bumper on the back. It had a real bumper. And I was on the freeway out here in California one day, and a Toyota truck rear-ended me. And that Toyota truck, the front end of that Toyota truck, was completely demolished. And the back of my Oldsmobile was just slightly dented, and it pushed in that collapsible bumper. And all I had to do was go down to the dealer and have it pull back out again, and I was rolling again. And that's how they used to make things.
You know, my son, it's interesting enough, I have driven way over 2 million miles, and I've never really had anything serious happen. About the worst thing was that I've run over things that were sitting in the middle of the road, looking into the sunlight out on country road. One time I hit a farmer's rake. He had a rake hooked to a tractor sitting out in the road, and I was looking right at the sunshine. It wasn't supposed to be sitting in the middle. But things like that I've done. I've slept off in a ditch when there was ice on the road and this sort of thing. But I've never had anything really happen. But my son bought, and let's see, it would be 25 years ago at least, maybe longer than that, a used Chrysler. And I can't remember which Chrysler it was, although we've still got the thing. It's taking up space in one of our buildings. But he won't part with it. His first car he ever had. But he was down in the oil patch in New Mexico, and a carload, it was a family, you have to be so careful to be politically correct these days, but let's say that they were foreigners, and there was a wife and about 10 kids in a pickup truck, okay? And he'd stopped at a stop sign, and this lady just plowed into him, probably going 30, 40 miles an hour. Knocked him clear across the highway, you know, clear through the intersection. And he said it was kind of a bad deal. Kids went through the windshield, and there was a lot of cut-up little kids, you know, bloody ones. And the car was just a total wreck. And so he just pulled his car over to the side of the street to get it out of the intersection. And they waited for the cops to come, and the ambulance took the people and all that. And the cops were writing a report, and they said, what did he hit? What did she hit? And Jay said, it was my car. Well, they said, where is your car? He said, I parked it right there. And this old Chrysler had taken that, and he said, at about the best thing that happened to it, it knocked a lot of mud out from under the car.
Well, can I make one other comment about safety and seat belts is another problem I have. You know, when they started mandating to use seat belts, I got real suspicious. Back when I was a teenager.
Hey, can you hold on? I just heard music, which means we're going to take a break. Stick with me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
DerryBrownfield.com. Marilyn, are you still with me? You were going to talk about seatbelts.
Yeah, I'll make that comment. I just wish that you'd do a whole show on mandated safety one of these days. I think a lot of this mandated safety is actually not safe. Anyway, my comment about seatbelts was I didn't used to wear seatbelts back before they told you not to. And one of my main reasons is because I've had two major accidents where I was not wearing a seatbelt. And on both of them, if I had been, I'd be dead today. The second one, I was 7.5 months pregnant, and I had a blowout on the freeway out here in California. My car must have rolled 20 times, hit the freeway fence, and I was ejected out through the window. It was incredible. I mean, the Lord was somewhere there. And I was fine, and I still have neck problems because of it. But if I had had a seatbelt on then, I'd be dead. And I think this mandating the seatbelts and the way they're designing our cars with these airbags and telling us we need to put our kids in booster seats and backward-facing seats, a lot of that, there's something about it that's real screwy, and I don't like it, but I don't think it's safe.
Well, it's people control. That's one thing. And I see where our own sheriff right here in Cole County, Missouri, is looking for a $110,000 grant so he can go out and set up traffic stops and stop people to see if they're wearing their, you know, if you don't have it, if you don't click it, you're going to get a ticket and all that baloney. I say, look, I don't want seat belts. I don't want airbags. I want some iron in that thing with a bumper on each end and the top. I remember back as kids. Our high school, we used to take field trips. You know, kids would bring cars to school. And you can go out and learn livestock judging and field crops and all this sort of thing. And a carload of kids rolled a car. Now, this was back in the 1940s. Literally rolled it completely over, and it was on its top. And they got out of the car, set it up on its wheels, and drove it on down the road.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Uh-huh. They used to make cars that were safe, so you didn't need to have airbags and booster seats and all these other things. Now you get trapped in your car with the airbag. You can't, or you might get smothered. You have to get your way out. You need to carry a knife to cut the darn thing to get out.
I saw it was on the news just this weekend where they had to amputate a young man's arm or hand or something because they wrecked a car and they couldn't get him out and they couldn't get in there to cut the metal, and they had to get a surgeon to come in and cut him out. And he lost an arm over it. Now, those old cars, you know, people got hurt in cars. I mean, we had friends that got killed in car wrecks back in those days. But you were a whole lot safer in one that was made out of real iron and had bumpers on there that you could bump stuff with. And, Marilyn, I appreciate the call. Keep listening. We're going into a commercial break, and I do need to give an Ed Brown update. This is a fellow that won't pay his income tax, and it looks like it could be another Waco thing. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
there to arrest Edward and Elaine Brown, also had had an explosive vehicle. What did they call it? That's what they called it. Military and explosive vehicles there. Now, they're going to serve a warrant. That's what they're telling us. Okay, apparently this Danny Riley is their friend. I guess he's the guy that was walking the dog. I don't know. But said he was risking his life, but he's telling the truth. He said the FBI commanding the operation, the FBI that was commanding the operation now, meaning this whole military move to serve a warrant on these two people in their own home, ordered Riley, that's the guy that was their friend and was walking their dog, he ordered Riley to lie to the media in selling the cover story that they were serving a warrant after the planned siege was aborted. In other words, they came in there with 50 highway patrolmen, all this military equipment, and then they decided not to do it. The massive show of force, and by the way, I watched the news a little bit over the weekend thinking I'd learned something about this, and to my knowledge, it was never mentioned on any of the major news media. But they say the massive show of force, Edward and Elaine Brown avoided confrontation. They didn't have to confront the people, okay? Anyhow, at their Plainfield home, suggest that law enforcement agencies have learned from mistakes made during earlier federal standoffs at Waco and Ruby Ridge. U.S. Marshals in New Hampshire appear to be pursuing tactics similar to those used in the Montana 1996 standoff. Remember the Montana Freeman, the 81-day standoff anyway. Then we had a 51-day standoff in 93 at Waco, where 74 people were dead. In 1992, a confrontation between federal agents and Randy Weaver at Idaho's Ruby Ridge. One federal agent and two members of Weaver's family were dead. Stephen Monier of the U.S. Marshal is the U.S. Marshal in New Hampshire that he's behind all this, saying he has carefully avoided creating a standoff with the Browns while attempting to convince the couple to surrender. Well, they say they're not going to surrender. In fact, let me see here. I'm going to run out of time. They've gone on to say that they would die first. Ed Brown has threatened violence against law enforcement. He owns weapons, and he said he would die defending himself and his property. You see, we still have a few people in this country that believe in freedom and are willing to give up their life for it. And apparently this Ed Brown is one of them. He said he has no the cops now, the feds say they have no intention of storming the house, but there is an overwhelming presence of state and federal officers, which include SWAT teams and military and explosive vehicles. Now, I don't know what explosive vehicles are, but anyhow, we've said all along that we're going to be deliberate, patient, and calm. That's why they bring 50 state armed cops and a SWAT team and explosive vehicles. That's about as calm as you can get. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.